Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Come on, Jory. Come on, come on.
Woo-hoo!
And booyah.
Come on, just try, Jory. You could hit that high note. Maybe not. It is good to be alive. Especially when the sky is blue and the birds are chirping and temperatures are mellowing. We work hard for our springs. Spring is not a foregone conclusion, not at this latitude, not even close. So yeah, we get excited when it gets to 50 and 60 and 70. These are all benchmarks, right? This is a big deal. After what we just experienced, 27 nights below zero. The average is about 23, 24. We had 27. We didn't have any polar vortex babble, but it was cold enough. Meteorological winter, December 1st through the end of February, 3 degrees colder than average, making it the coldest winter in 8 years. So, yeah, forgive me for being a little celebratory here now that it was 50 today, and it should be 60 possibly tomorrow. Definitely, well, definitely, right? Hopefully by Sunday. What are you going to do when it gets to 60? Call us, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Listeners are texting. One of our listeners says, hey, Paul, I'm going to fire up the grill. Yep, that sounds like a good idea. It is grilling weather. No question about that. Another listener, same thing I'm doing today, shoveling snow from the piles in my yard onto the driveway. Now, why would you do that? So it would melt faster if you have an asphalt driveway?
I mean,
that seems a little counterintuitive.
I guess so. It sounds like somebody that needs a hobby. There's plenty of great things you can do without just needlessly shoveling snow. I don't understand that at all.
I don't get that.
Okay.
Bill says, Paul, if it gets up to 60, I'll be able to venture out to repair my snowman. Why would you repair the snowman? Just let it go, Bill.
Well, you know,
let it go.
Let that snowman hang on for a while.
Well, Paul, I have a portable fire pit. And this winter, I left it tucked around the corner from my driveway. I've been looking at it all winter, wishing I could roll it out into the center of the driveway and have a bonfire. So we're having a bonfire tonight.
No, wait a minute. You can have a bonfire any day of the year. I mean, it's cold in the winter. You start a fire. Am I the only one that does that?
Well, hey, have you ever seen these fire tables?
Oh, yes. My mom got one of those last year.
Holy cow, are they cool.
Yeah.
And powered by propane, so you got a can of propane underneath, mm-hmm. but they come in different shapes and sizes. And Yeah, they are very cool.
We rented a place in, I think, in Wyoming last year that had one of those. And we spent every night we were there out just having a drink, playing cards, whatever, next to that table. And we were up in the mountains and it got chilly at night and it was just the perfect thing. Yeah.
It attracts people and it doesn't, I don't know. I mean, how hard is it taking a few pieces of wood into a regular fireplace? But, I mean, it is convenient. And given the option, people will stray towards things mm-hmm. that are convenient. Another listener says, finally getting the motorcycle out of the garage.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Do you ever have a bike?
No, well, I mean, I would say yes, but real motorcyclers would say no. I had a 50cc scooter or moped or whatever you call it. I mean, it's just a tiny little motorcycle.
I had a 90cc Yamaha Mini Enduro.
How fast does that go? 50, 55?
It would go like 40, 50. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Not for on the
not
road.
Freeway,
but
I
drove it on the road.
Okay.
And I delivered newspapers with it. And that was a sweet little bike. It looked like a regular bike that shrank in the wash. So it was smaller, but when I was like 15 or 16, it was perfect. And then I gave it to my brother, and he trashed it.
I got to tell you, when gas prices soared, I was kind of wishing I had that moped again so I could get 97 miles to the gallon back and forth to work. That was nice.
Or an e-bike?
Yeah.
I mean, the e-bikes are coming down in price. I know they're still kind of pricey, but... And you tapping maple syrup? Am I gonna get some maple syrup?
Yes, I will make sure you get some maple syrup this year. I was just texting my friend. I have one maple tree in my yard, and then we tap a couple neighbors' trees, and then I have a friend, and he taps his and a couple of neighbors. So maybe we have, I don't know, maybe 10 trees total between a couple of neighborhoods. And we make syrup every year, and I tapped on Friday. It was 7 degrees and windy when I tapped on Friday. And I was just texting my buddy, says the first drops are coming today of sap into those buckets. And hopefully in about a week or so, we'll be making our first batch of syrup.
I've got to check that out. Your to-do list sounds better than my to-do list, I've been tasked with picking up the poop in the backyard.
We had a texter earlier. It says it'll freeze again. There'll be a cold night and you get a hockey stick. You can borrow mine. And what did that text say about
that? Best text of the day. And we've gotten some good ones. Paul, you're supposed to shoot the poop into the neighbor's yard with a hockey stick while it's still frozen. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
Neighbors on either side don't have dogs. And so, I mean, when the snow does melt, they would know that it was our dog and that I shot the poop into their yard.
Well, I think
there would be a repercussion.
You need to leave some on your yard, and then you can just, you know, when you see them down at the end of the driveway, you say, neighbors are just, they're letting their dogs go on everybody's yard. Did you have any?
Is that it?
Yeah, and then
I was going to blame the wind.
Cover for yourself.
I was going to blame
the wind.
The wind blew my dog's poop into your yard.
Yeah. Good luck with that one.
But it is better to do when it's still frozen. I'm with you there, and I kind of missed my window. But, okay, I'm still going to do it with a smile. You know, anytime it's in the 50s or 60s this time of year, that's a big deal. So 2 years ago today, we were doing the show from home. It was the shutdown. The shutdown began mid-March 2020. We had no idea what was going to come. I want to play you some of the show from 2 years ago, and we'll have a quick update on COVID and where things stand today. That's next. Jorah's back with me tomorrow afternoon. She was filling in this morning, 9 to noon, but the three of us together, and thank you for joining us. Take nothing for granted. The older I get, the less I take for granted. Appreciate you tuning in. 2 years ago today, there was a birthday party, a 100-year-old birthday party for the one and only Sid Hartman, right here in Studio A, WCCO. The next day, everything shut down. We all did the shows using these fancy contraptions called Comrexes that plug into an Ethernet connection. And, not as good as being in the studio, but all of us were trying to figure out how to get stuff done remotely as everything shut down. And it was harrowing. It was a scary time, especially spring of 2020. So here's what that first show from home sounded like.
Is it better to just shut it all down? Get, all right, everybody in the house. You can take a walk around the park as long as you social distance. But no common areas. Just do delivery, things like that. And shut it down until this passes. Otherwise, it'll take longer.
I struggle with this, too. I've got three businesses I'm involved with making payroll. Are we going to be able to survive? So I get it, you know. Mm-hmm. We need to find ways, too, for the federal government and state government to get money to individuals and to businesses to keep going, to keep the wheels on the bus.
Heidi's in Prior Lake. Heidi, should we shut it down?
No. In fact, you should not. I think if the economy is said to be less important than people, we miss the point that an economy in complete failure will take lives also, not just a virus. People did die during the Great Recession. Certainly many people died during the Depression, and this has a hallmark. If we're not careful and thoughtful about what we shut down and when we shut it down and how it is shut down, to have an even larger impact than either of those times of economic turmoil.
Essential services have to continue, I think. But
define essential.
Anything that goes towards the war effort, and we are fighting a war right now. Absolutely.
Tim's in Frogtown. Hey, Tim, what do you think about that? Shut it down?
Hey,
keep
Jordana.
It up? Hi, Tim.
Hey, Jordana and Paul.
Hey, Tim.
See, I don't think we should shut the country fully down or the state fully down, but I do agree with Governor Walz and other officials about, you know, groups of 250 or more. Mm-hmm. Or whatever it is now, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. You know, large groups, you know, concentrated in one area, like the St. Patrick's Day parade in both Minneapolis and St. Paul are, you
know,
canceled.
What about the restaurants and malls?
You know, and I don't think we should do the restaurant. Well, maybe at some point, but I would say that we should not shut down the store, the actual grocery stores like Cub and Hy-Vee and Lund's Byerly's. Because that would just be catastrophic. You know, where are people going to go to get their food?
We need groceries and pharmaceuticals, and that qualifies as essential.
Tim, that's a good call. I appreciate that. Dave's in Minneapolis. Dave, what do you think?
Yeah. My question is, they talk about not being enough hospital beds to provide for patients in this. What about if they declare a national shutdown? How are they going to enforce this? There's no way there's enough police to go around and arrest everybody that would potentially violate this.
Dave, you make an excellent point here. It's funny. Yeah, I was talking to the kids about
that's
this.
That's a good point. I mean, unless they
like
call
China.
But if they call out the National Guard.
Is there enough, though? What, are they going to police every neighborhood?
You know who thinks we should shut it down? Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who appears beside the president every press conference. He said he'd like to see a 14-day national shutdown imposed to prevent the virus's spread. His words, not mine. I think Americans should be prepared that they are going to have to hunker down significantly more than we as a country are doing. 14 days! Fauci made the weather guys look good.
Isn't that crazy?
14 days!
That was a conversation from 2 years ago today, and it's amazing to hear all the things that we were talking about.
And we didn't know what we didn't know.
Yep.
Again, like peeling an infinite onion, a really rancid onion. And
I would have stayed in my basement for 14 days if it could have meant the end of COVID. But
who would have predicted that this thing would go on for 2 years? Well, some of the epidemiologists did predict that it would not be over in a couple of weeks or a couple of months. And they used the Spanish flu, the last pandemic of 1918, which went about 2 to 3 years. So wanted to share that with you. We were all kind of groping in the dark, trying to figure out how to keep things going, how to keep people fed, how to keep, grocery stores open, how to keep people paid, how to keep as many businesses going as possible. 2 years ago, a national emergency over this new virus. At that point, it had only infected about 1,000 Americans. 2 years later, the death toll, 967,000, closing in on 1 million premature deaths. Many of those seniors, almost 80 million, have been infected with a virus politicized by an already fractured nation. Our relationship with work, with travel, and even the people around us is profoundly different than it was 2 years ago. Data from the University of Washington, DJ, looked at excess death estimates on a global scale and found that worldwide over 18 million people may have died by the end of last year. That's more than three times the official toll. We may never know exactly how many people passed away from COVID-19. And I'm sorry, if you got heart disease or cancer, but COVID is what causes your death. You were killed by COVID in spite of other pre-existing conditions. The good news, the next few weeks, CDC forecasts continued decreases in hospitalizations and deaths. That trend should continue as things warm up. More people head outside. It's less likely they'll catch COVID. And wouldn't it be nice to have a normal or near normal spring and summer?
I thought it was amazing as we listened to that clip from 2 years ago, how accurate a lot of, you know, the comments you and Jordana made and the callers made. I mean, we talked about essential workers before that was kind of common lexicon. We talked about whether there was going to be a shutdown and financial assistance people could need. But I also think, you know, one of the callers was saying we shouldn't shut down because there's going to be other impacts of a shutdown. And we've seen the, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Issues in education. And students, particularly low-income and students of color, have really fallen behind during this. So all of those things are real. That doesn't leave us with a lot of answers about necessarily how to move forward. But there has been a toll on business and education and the economy and families and mental health and all of those things because of the shutdown. So it's not something to be celebrated, but it's amazing how we were having the infancy of some of those thoughts 2 years ago, and all of that now has obviously come to fruition.
And we're not going back to 2019.
No.
I mean, it is going to be a new normal. I read something in Fortune magazine, and I didn't realize this, but productivity did not decline during the pandemic. In most cases, many businesses, productivity went up, increased flexibility, decreased commuting time for many, made it possible for people to get more work done, more time working, less time schlepping around commuting, doing the same stuff they could be doing from home. And this hybrid approach is now favored by most companies. And I realize there are jobs that can't be done remotely. I get that. The other thing, this pandemic, as horrific as it was for so many families, has probably improved inclusivity. Somebody said something that struck me that I hadn't thought about. On Zoom, every box is the same size. Doesn't matter if you're, you know, just starting out in a company or the CEO. On Zoom, every box is the same size. So, again, a lot of head-shaking stuff, but we wanted to share that with you. Because, man, a lot has happened in 2 years, and we are ready for whatever comes next, and hopefully we don't have to be babbling about COVID-19. I think it might be a little early to let our guard down. I realize China is locked down again. 37 million people are locked down in China. Another COVID lockdown, the worst since the early days of the pandemic. So I hope I'm not wearing my mask unless asked to wear my mask. I'm eating indoors. I'm back to where I was in 2019. But if you're not just a little bit paranoid, you're not paying attention, you know. We've been through this a few other times, false alarms. Yeah, it's over. Well, no, it's not really over. Now there's another variant. Hopefully no more Greek alphabet. Omicron, please let that be the last. Although there's a good chance we're all going to need boosters every fall, just like the regular flu. When we come back, a few show highlights, stuff that made us do a double take. Next. What are we going to do if we don't argue about daylight saving time? I mean, that's one of my favorite things to argue about twice a year, right? The Senate voted today to make daylight saving time permanent. So it has to get through the House and then, in theory, signed by President Biden. We shall see. I know there are parts of Arizona. Is it the whole state that doesn't observe daylight saving
time? Yeah, I believe that's right.
Wow.
You know, do you think the Senate is just like the rest of us, though, where they're thinking about it this week, and then in like 4 or 5 days, they'll just forget about it until November when the next daylight
I hope they get this done. Important legislation yeah. that will serve the right. public interest.
I don't believe it. They're all going to forget about it on Thursday.
I don't know. I guess it's a good thing. Tim Lammers is on every Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday, he reviews what's streaming, what's at the top of his list, things that have caught his eye, or original movies on the streamers. And today, Tim Lammers reviewed something on Netflix, a new original movie called The Adam Project.
The movie that I think everybody will enjoy. Ryan Reynolds plays this pilot who, in 2050, they've discovered time travel. He wants to travel back to 2018 to prevent something sinister from going on. Instead, he crashes in 2022, where he encounters the 12-year-old version of himself. So it's an interesting deal. So now all of a sudden, the younger version of himself teams up with the older version of himself to get this job done before, you know, the world turns into a disastrous place to live. So, you know, you got a great cast on top of, you heard that young voice there. His name is Walker Scobell. He's a great young actor. Jennifer Garner plays his mother. Zoe Saldana plays Ryan Reynolds' love that is involved in all of this. And we also have Mark Ruffalo, who plays his father, who is actually his late father in 2022. So, yeah, it's just so much fun. It's so cleverly constructed, so entertaining. And again, the key word here is clean.
Clean? What? All right. That and The Dropout. Tim Lammers, you should listen to the whole thing, but he also reviews the origin story of Theranos, which turned out to be based on a lie. It was a scam. Elizabeth Holmes, that is on Hulu. And that's a series, and it's called The Dropout. And he also had amazing things to say about this. So I'm going to check both of those out ASAP. We also talked a lot about Ukraine. I asked CBS military consultant Jeff McCausland what may come next.
We have to remember one thing, and I think this war demonstrates it very clearly. You know, Napoleon Bonaparte, 2 centuries ago, said the moral is to the physical as 3 is to 1. And there's no doubt about it that moral and strength and courage and spirit are on the side of the Ukrainians, without question. Normally, that will always fall to the defender. They are defending their homelands. In this case, that is for sure. But we've got these reports of Russian soldiers surrendering. We've got these reports of Russian soldiers, you know, driving holes into their gas tanks or their vehicles. They don't have to move, being issued food that when they're captured, you find out that it expired 10, 15 years ago. Reports back to their families. They have no idea where they are, no idea that they're at war. All those kind of things suggest to me the morale and spirit of the Russian army is not there. And command and control certainly has been wanting as they try to execute this military operation, which I believe Putin and his generals firmly believe would be over in a couple of days, and now they're heading for the third week. Now, whether they can do an operational pause, which some people suggest they're doing, and then redouble their efforts remains to be seen. Sadly, they're trying to use mass fires, to break the will of the population as well as destroy the Ukrainian military. And they are trying to encircle some parts of the country, particularly around Kyiv. The 10 to 14 days, you know, logistics is the master. You know, strategy and tactics is for amateurs, and logistics and sustainment is for professionals. And keeping those supplies going to the Ukraine and then getting them across Ukraine. Don't forget, it's as big as Texas. To get it to Kyiv, get it to Kharkiv, which are way over in the east, now on supply lines, which weren't that great to begin with, or being addicted, that's going to be a more difficult problem as we proceed.
Jeff McCausland always has great insight, and I really appreciated him coming on the air with us today. Since Putin's invasion of Ukraine, I think it's been, what, 17 days? 18 days? 375 different companies have announced their withdrawal from Russia. Economically, at least in terms of the West, Russia has been canceled. I know Russia's still doing business with China and India and a few others. 375 companies have said nope. Russian prosecutors are reportedly issuing warnings, though, to many of those Western companies. According to the Wall Street Journal, Russian prosecutors are threatening to arrest corporate bosses, and Moscow has pledged to seize the assets of any business leaving Russia and allow its companies to steal Western patents. Experts believe the fallout could last long after the war in Ukraine ends and tarnish Russia's standing for decades, even if and when sanctions are eventually eased. One way to help folks in Ukraine, I didn't realize this, some people have found a novel way to get money into the hands of Ukrainians. Book immediate Airbnb stays. Even, obviously, they have no intention of going to Ukraine. I'm not even sure you could get into Ukraine right now. But Sarah Brown, who lives in Salt Lake City, is one of those who got the ball rolling in a Facebook group for Airbnb hosts. She booked a stay in Kyiv. Someone else in the Facebook group noted that it was important to support Ukrainians in other cities around the country. So Brown booked two more stays in smaller cities with plans for more. So creative way, get some money into the hands of these owners and help them keep things going.
You know, you mentioned, I don't even know if you can get into Ukraine, and I'm sure there are ways. In fact, I know there are ways to get there. I know of a gentleman who needed to go rescue family, so he went to Poland and then had to go from there and sort of piece everything together. But I also have family that I've talked about before that live in Ukraine. Right. They had return passage booked for the end of this month, and just a few days ago they got the note from the airline that the flight has officially been canceled and they are getting a refund or whatever. So at least traditional commercial air travel, it's canceled. You can't get in. So
it's amazing to me the thousands of fighters who are going into Ukraine to fight for Ukraine, to fight for freedom, fight for self-determination, fight for democracy, and we'll see how this turns out.
Paul, one piece of slightly good news, I guess, is we've seen oil prices level out a little bit. And at the station by my house that has gone up and up and up and up and up and up for almost a month now, it just ticked down another 5 cents. The first drop I've seen on that sign on the corner in quite some time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the down is still, you know, almost $4 a gallon, but at least it, you know, came down a nickel.
I think oil was $130 a barrel. Now it's under $100.
Under $100 again. Yeah, 90-something. So
we'll see what happens. I know it changes day by day, hour by hour. Hey, it's going to warm up. A taste of April on the way. A couple of your texts about what you're going to do with spring fever next. Hey, if you missed Jeff McCausland, his perspective, his thoughts about what comes next with this war in Ukraine. I love it. The Russians call it a special military operation. Right. Uh-huh. Go to Twitter, at P. Douglas Weather, for the complete interview. He always has a way of putting things into perspective. Tomorrow, by the way, Jordan is back with me in the afternoon, back with DJ. DJ, the travel preacher, is going to be listing the five most exotic places to stay on the planet. Forget boring hotels. There's a better way to do it. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan is going to be in studio talking about what Minnesota is doing in terms of cutting off business and trade with Russia. We're going to have a Minneapolis City Council member talking about the brewing sidewalk shoveling controversy in Minneapolis. And Dr. Greg Poland from the Mayo Clinic. Is the coronavirus over? Can we exhale, please? And apparently, last night on CCO television, there was a story telling people not to, telling people to shovel the snow away from their homes so their basements wouldn't flood, which makes sense to me. Do you do that?
No. No, I don't. But like my house has an awning, so there's no snow up against the house, and it's also graded correctly so it flows away from the house. So that seems like it'd be a problem if you had giant drifts of snow up against your house. I don't know.
I guess older home, maybe it's maybe not graded properly. Or we used to, God, the house we just knocked down would flood every spring. So I'm sensitive to that. And somebody said, remember we asked about why would somebody take snow drifts from their yard and put it onto their driveway? Apparently, he wrote back, he said, okay, little sun in the front yard, lots of snow, spreading it out over a larger area to get it to melt quicker on the driveway. What happened to no judgment, Paul? I'm not judging you. I'm just questioning. I just have questions. Hey, Jorah's back tomorrow. Be safe out there. My job is kind of lumpy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.